We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
Hello, my name is Elena Basson. I'm an orthopedic surgeon and the founder of Operation Healing Hands. We were for the first time on Good Morning Angels in July 2016, and this is our story. One day, I was seeing patients in my practice, and a friend of mine's sister, who was young and in her 20s, orange, she walked into my rooms with a fracture that was treated really badly at Thembisa Hospital. Just because of the overload of patients, the waiting list is so long. She was in an acute motor vehicle accident, and she was sitting with a pelvis fracture and this radius fracture that was not that difficult if you treat it early, but really difficult if you treat it late. And she was lying for more than a month in Thembisa, and she walked out of there with a skew hand that could have been treated so much better. And she's a mother of two children working and now struggling. And I was just looking at this, and I went out of the office and I phoned my mom and I said, we have to do something. We focus on life-changing, not life-saving. The reason for that is because the government hospital literally is just putting out fires to help the really needy, the patients that are in severe dire straits that need, like for instance, let's say you've got a hip fracture. You will be treated. But if you need a hip replacement, you might not get the treatment you need because the waiting lists, there's more than 1,000 patients waiting just in Steve Biko on the replacement list. Well, it's too many patients, too little time. There's difficulties surrounding theatre time in the government hospital, so there's a bottleneck at theatre. And they just don't get through the work. And so what we try and do is those patients that are on the waiting list that never get the chance to really get the elective surgery they need, we want to help with that surgery. So essentially the project basically has two components. We've got the medical teams giving all their time and expertise, and then we've got the monetary donations that we use to basically support this team in all aspects to be able to do the work at 18% of the cost. But we need money and we need expertise, and together that's what makes the project work. Our very first patient is Miriam, and that happened due to my father. When I started Operation Healing Hands, I went to him and I said, Dad, I want to start this charity and I want you to be part of it. And he said, he'll be part of it, but he's choosing his own patient. And I said, okay, who do you want to help? And he says, no, he's had this patient for years that he's been looking after. She's been on the waiting list in the government sector for about 7 years for a hip replacement and still didn't get it.
My name is Miriam Ramasimo. I'm the first patient who has been operated by Operation Healing Hands. And this is my story. My life before the operation was so difficult. I couldn't walk properly. I have to struggle when coming to work. I was always in pain, but I couldn't do anything because I was on a long list in the government hospital after I had an car accident in 1999. So I was on the list before they can do that operation. I'm working at Life Eugene Marais Hospital. I'm working under the contract as a cleaner. My work requires me to walk a lot because my pain is on the hip. I've got a hip pain, but I didn't know what was happening in my hip. And I have to run around because the theaters are working very quick. After each and every patient, we have to get into the theater, mop the floor, clean the theater, empty everything, so that the next patient, when it comes in the theater is clean. And fortunate enough, the doctor in the theater, whom I was always working in that theater, cleaning the theater, one day he asked me, why are you working like this? Because I was limping by that time because of the pain. And then I told doctor, my hip is painful, but I don't know. And I don't know or it's the hip or it's the back because the pain is here. And the doctor examined me by looking only, and then asked me to come and explain to him. One day when I come to work in the morning, they told me that the doctor wanted to see me in the doctor's kitchen, and only to find that the doctor asked me, I must not be afraid. What is he going to tell me is that, are you going to be able to do the operation if I can offer you one to help you to reduce that pain? And I was so happy, and I couldn't know whether to agree or not the operation, because I only see people going inside the theater, going out, in, out, in, out, and then I don't know what's happening inside there. So, but the doctor explained everything to me and told me that, don't worry, you'll see, I'm going to fix you, I'm going to put the iron in here, and then you are going to work properly now, you're going to do your job, everything, every day, you are not going to get pain anymore. It's been 9 years now after I have done the right hip operation, replacement. And my work is now fluent. I can work, they can put me wherever they can allocate me. I can do my job now properly. No pain, no complaint, nothing. Now I'm going to work up until I retire. If it was not about those doctors, I could have left the job long back. Now I say thanks to the doctors of healing, Operation Healing Hands, because they changed lives of people as they have changed my life.
When we started in 2016, I contacted Good Morning Angels because we had this idea, but we had a certain set of surgeons that were on board in specific disciplines, and we needed patients that fitted in with those surgeons to help. So I phoned Diane, and at first we didn't get any response because nobody wanted to believe us until I actually got through to you via phone, I think, if I remember correctly, and explained our idea. And then you went through the archives and said, oh, well, we've had these applications from people who really need surgery. And then I looked at them and matched them up with the surgeons to see if we could start somewhere. And then from there on, it just obviously exploded, because once people heard about it, we just started with applications, and then it was easy getting patients. Because it's specifically focused on community service, and that's the core of what we do. We do passion, patients, purpose. So our core is community service, and it fits in with Mandela Day. So it was nice to see, okay, we can do this in July, we can focus on this. That's where we started. Obviously now we do it 24/7, 365 days a year, but initially we wanted to support Mandela Day by showing that doctors really want to do community service. Looking back at July and Mandela Month, I'm proud to say we've done 45 cases just in July alone of all disciplines, and almost in every hospital in Pretoria. Initially, in 2016, we did 14 cases, so it's three times as many. And I thought in 2016, wow, this is awesome. We've helped 14 patients. Now I can't believe it's almost 10 years. We look back, and just July this month, 45 people life-changed surgeries. I can't imagine Operation Healing Hands without Good Morning Angels, because that's where we started. And every year we've had this unbelievable bond with Good Morning Angels, who is in itself an inspiration for doing community service and charity work. And, it's just the collaboration is amazing, because I can come to Good Morning Angels anytime and say, I really need to help this patient. And they just get on board, and referrals back and forth. And I think it's an unbelievable collaboration that I hope will last a lifetime. So when you get up in the morning, just look in the mirror and then try and imagine your best halo and your best pair of angel wings. And then there's an angel in everyone, and you need to take responsibility and step forward and be that person. People often ask us, why do we do this? It's a lot of work, it's a lot of time, and it's a lot of ups and downs. And then the question is not, why do we do it? The question is, why not?
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.